Hello and welcome to the Purium Health Products Meet the Owners conference call. My name is Amy and I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium. And we also have with us on the line tonight David Sandoval, owner, founder, as well as author, lecturer, and health advocate. So welcome, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm great. And just like you, I think that my batteries might be running a little bit low. And the reason why is because we have literally been burning the candle at both ends and getting Purium ready for our next phase of growth. You know, other people use the summertime to take a vacation. We use the summer to prepare, you know, for when people get back from vacation. So right now, Purium is experiencing unbelievable, unprecedented improvement and growth during the summer months. And I know that a lot of that is attributable to the hard work that so many in the field have been doing. We want to congratulate you for that. You're doing fantastic, amazing. The big groups that we're hearing from all over the country, more and more, we're hearing from 20 or 30 states on every call. But I know that, Amy, you have done a fantastic job. I know that everybody is, you know, really excited about some of the changes taking place. So our agenda tonight is sort of threefold. Number one, we're going to talk about a product that Amy and I both could use right now called Be Energetic. And it is really an amazing product for so many reasons. And then we're going to talk about our Million Mom Movement, because talk about energy, this is a snowball moving downhill. It is picking up momentum. It is inevitable that we are going to grow and we are going to be seen. The world is going to know who we are. And then the third and final sort of the cherry on top of
you maybe know, you should say berry on top.
The berry on top. She watches too many crime shows, you guys. I think she's giving one of those foreshadowing moments.
Foreshadowing.
So the bottom line is we've got a great announcement coming up at the end of this call. And so stick around, email some friends, sneak off and use your second line to tell somebody to join us, because we've got some great information to share. And we have a fairly abbreviated call tonight. We only have you for about 20 minutes from this point forward. So, Amy, if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to explain a little bit about the time when you and I went down and I introduced you to, and you befriended, and he befriended us in a very special way, one of the icons, one of the pillars, one of the amazing men from the history of natural healing, literally a legend, Dr. Bernard Jensen, would invite Amy and I to his personal, he had a retreat himself, and we would go there, and we would speak to him, and he would share amazing knowledge with us about products that he wanted to make together, and the justification for them, and the history of the knowledge. It was just fascinating. And one of the formulas that he shared with us is a formula that is really quite unique, because it does something that no other product intended to heal ever addressed, which is not a disease, but instead to recharge certain energy within the body that is so necessary to help you if you find that you do have a health challenge. And that, as you recall, Amy, we now call Be Energetic. And he told us this story. He said, David, you think that you could heal the world with green food and with raw food and natural living. He said, the truth of the matter is that many times what you're trying is going to fail. And I said, I got my back up and I was hurt by that. And I said, how could you say that? We both learned from Ann Wigmore. And, you know, green food is the most healing, powerful food on the planet. He said, that's true, but it can't do something that the body needs really bad. It can't give you the will or the energy to fight. He said only your adrenal glands could do that. And your adrenal glands are part of your natural immune defense that allows you to survive by having the strength to run or to fight what is called fight or flight reactions. And when you have this ability, this extra energy, this hormonal energy called adrenal energy, many people never thought of it as part of the immune system. But Dr. Bernard Jensen made it very clear to us that when once someone realizes they're sick, they get scared. When they get scared, they begin to fight it emotionally and physically, and their adrenal energy is already run down because of their stressed out lives. And so no matter what you do in the arena of natural healing, unless you also recharge the adrenal glands so that the human body will have that extra boost, that I guess you could call it reserve tank of energy to draw upon when the going gets really tough. And so he taught us to combine three very simple foods. One of them was bee pollen. The second was a rare mushroom called cordyceps, used in Chinese medicine. And the third was white American ginseng. So three very uniquely different products, seemingly unrelated in any way, come together to create a synergistic phytochemistry that actually recharges the adrenal glands, gives you the extra energy you need to deal with stress. For athletes, it's absolutely essential. In fact, the best athletes in the world use cordyceps, the best athletes in China all use cordyceps to recharge their adrenals. Bernard Jensen taught us this magic combination, this trio of unrelated yet extremely synergistic herbal products that we call the energetic. And again, everybody is suffering from some level of adrenal burnout. Amy and I recommend that everybody take the bee energetic for at least one entire month, every third or fourth month, which means you'll consume either 3 or 4 bottles a year. So you go 2 months off and 1 month on, or 3 months off and 1 month on. You need to decide based upon the level of adrenal burnout you believe that you're suffering from. And it wouldn't be better to take 1/3 of a serving all year round. These herbs, you want to infuse them in, have them have that effect on your body, refill the tank, and then let the tank begin to empty. It's the natural rhythm of your body, and you don't want to overstimulate the body ever. You want to work within the rhythm of your body. So, Amy, I know that you've had stories from people who have used it, and you've got some memories, perhaps, of Bernard Jensen that you'd like to share. So before I turn it over to you and the Million Mom Movement, do you have anything to add to the first portion of tonight's call?
Yeah, just quickly, I wanted to talk a little bit about what the public is reaching for when they're feeling, you know, down and need energy. And a lot of people out there are reaching for these really poisonous things, in my opinion, on the market called energy drinks. It's like the fastest growing market segment out there right now. And I was just reading a study that every year over 20,000 patients are checking themselves into emergency rooms because they've consumed energy drinks. So the alternative to this, because we're living in such a stressed out society, we put so much pressure on ourselves to you know, perform here to make good grades here to work here and earn money and X, Y, and Z, we are just exhausted. And so we're using caffeine as a non-prescription drug, really, to keep us boosted up and propped up. And so the overconsumption of caffeine and other drugs is just completely burning out those adrenal glands. And like Dave was mentioning, the adrenal glands, that is a big function in the body. The adrenal glands can keep you alive when otherwise you could die. And so, but also it can slowly kill you if you're burnt out all the time and you're overstimulating with caffeine. So this Be Energetic product is just an amazing alternative that can set, you know, can really help bring back homeostasis, bring back normalcy within your body, and so have such wonderful side effects as boosting the immune system, you know, giving you natural energy, having a feeling of well-being, as well as athletic performance. So who wouldn't want something with all these awesome side effects versus something that can give you insomnia, migraine, seizures, and heart problems, and check 20,000 people a year into the emergency room? So I just kind of wanted to put it in perspective. Again, it's about choices, and it's about making better choices. And if you're hooked on Red Bulls or Monsters or those things, you know, that cost like $4 a can out at the convenience store, you know, take a serious look at this Be Energetic, you know, because I guarantee you it's more economical, and I guarantee you that the side effects are going to be totally of a positive nature. And so just begin thinking about it and making better choices. Change one thing that you do, and honestly, it could change your body for a lifetime.
Yeah, it really, really can. You know, what comes to mind for me is, you know, I wonder how many people, you know, that you see who go to the gym and they're taking a Red Bull, which is burning out their adrenals while they're working out.
Exactly, while they're working out
their adrenals, which, you know, and instead of resting, which would have helped their adrenals. And so, you know, it really is a conundrum when people say, I'm under so much pressure to look good, you know, that I am going to sacrifice feeling good. And I don't mean just when you look in the mirror, but I mean ultimately when you wake up in the morning, you wake up with a zest for life, and Be Energetic will return that to you. I can
exactly
almost guarantee that. So Be Energetic. If you feel like you're borderline depressed, it could be that you just can't deal with all the stress in your life. It's not depression, you know? It's all the stress. And so take some Be Energetic. See what it feels like to be properly recharged. And see if you
exactly
need to eat for that coffee first thing in the morning. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, I want to bring up, and I want Amy to lead the charge, because even though I am not a mom, I am part of the Million Mom Movement, because a mom to me is anybody who takes time to take care and care about other people. You don't even need to be a woman, and you don't even need to have children. To be part of the Million Mom Movement, you've got to think like a mother. You've got to want to protect the young. You've got to want to take care of people who you've never met. You know that mothering instinct? You've seen it where a mom's in the grocery store and there's a child who's separated from his mom, and, you know, the child might be holding his pants like, I really got to go potty, and you walk up, hey, let me help you find your mom. I can see what's going on here. And boom, you just step in, because that's what you can feel it. Well, I am a mother to the world in a way, because I saw people standing going, wow, who's going to care for me? I'm lost and there's nobody. Where's mom? And I said, I could do this. But Amy, she's a real mother of two beautiful, energetic, vibrant young girls. And I know that she feels blessed every day that she didn't have some of the health challenges that so many mothers face, but mothers are faced with challenges every single day. And we believe that by drawing upon the energy of moms, that we could change the world, the mother inside of each of us. So, Amy, do you want to talk a little bit about the growing momentum of the Million Mom Movement, what it means to you, and what it is that we're trying to do? And I'm happy to pitch in. I just want to have you lead this one.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave. And as Dave was explaining, yeah, kind of like the core definition of mom, really across all species, or at least all mammalian species and many other species as well, it's protection. You know, animals protect, the mother bear protects their young. Actually, Dave was telling a story of a bear that lumbered onto his property and started eating his trash, and then he saw like the big bear poop, and then he saw the little bear poop, and he thought, I'm really scared because I don't want to get between that bear and her cub, because no telling what'll happen to me. If it's just the bear by itself, I'll scare the bear, but if I get between the mama bear and the cub, that bear will come after me because an instinct, a protection instinct, will kick in. And so that's the one thing, that's the common driver of motherhood, is protection. But what I really want to make aware is that part of being a mother, part of protecting our kids, is protecting what they eat, giving them the right tools to nourish their body and grow properly. Like, a lot of times, it's a complete disconnect. We don't even think of it in that light. We think of protection as safety, teaching your kids not to talk to strangers, you know, not to look both ways before they cross the street. You know, there's all these lessons that we go over from very, very early in childhood. You don't do this, you don't do this, you don't do this. And we're thinking about safety and about protection. But you know what? It usually doesn't come up what we eat and what we don't eat. And honestly, that is just as important. It may not be as immediate, because if you get hit by a car, you're immediately injured. But you know what? It is equally as important, because what we feed our kids when they're young, really, it can manifest if we're feeding them the wrong things, if we're teaching them not to make the correct choices, and if, you know, we're not alerting them of the dangers of what's out there and what's being advertised and what's, you know, flashing across the TV when they watch certain programs. If we are not educating them of the dangers, if we're not protecting them from that, the outcome can be just as devastating, because by the time they get to late teenage years, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, diseases can start to manifest in their body, and it can all start by some of the habits that are formed when they're very, very young. And so really, the core of this Million Mom mission, we have a pledge, and it says, I pledge to defend the health of my family and myself. Because again, if I'm sick, if I'm the mom and I'm the leader of this family, of this family, and I'm sick, I can't do it. I cannot be there to protect them. So I gotta protect myself as well as I gotta defend the health of my family. I pledge to reject GMOs, genetically modified organisms. I pledge to reject artificial ingredients, trans fats, and overprocessed foods. I pledge to educate myself, read labels, and lead my children and my family by example. I understand my actions today will positively impact the health of future generations. I'm committed to sharing this mission until I have a million moms by my side. So that is the mission. It's a whole education that basically, that the choices we're making today, what we're teaching our kids to eat today, is really going to affect them for the whole rest of their lives. And it is our job, it is built into us as an instinct to protect our children. So let's open our mind, let's have a wider spectrum of what that protection really means. And it's not just about safety, it's about making choices of the things that we put into our mouth, the things that fuel us. And when we start making better choices, when we start leading by better example, you will be amazed at some of the behavioral changes that happen. You know, we start eliminating the refined carbohydrates. We start eliminating the white sugar and the overly processed foods and the artificial colors. My goodness, artificial colors, there's so many studies out there that show that it triggers kids into these hyper states. And I have a 4 and 5-year-old. I know too much about hyper states. And it can drive you crazy. And so, but just making small modifications in the diet, getting back to real foods, what people were consuming 100 years ago. I mean, ADD wasn't even on the radar 100 years ago because we ate what God and Mother Nature provided for us before man got into the lab and tampered with it. And so that's what we're saying. We're saying get back to basics. Incorporate superfoods into your family's lifestyle, and you will set up habits that your kids will take forward. Like, it's so awesome to watch Chloe, which is Dave's daughter, and she's 20 years old, and so here's this girl, she's in college, she's living at the dorm, and you know, she thinks eating bad is having this huge plate of salad with some ranch dressing and having one little tiny piece of pizza. That's eating bad to her. So compared to what her roommates are eating, she's like, it's so weird to see what they eat, because she was raised with making the right choices. And this mission is not about depriving yourself, it's not about saying, I can never have this, or I can never have this, or I can never have this. It's just about educating yourself and making the best choice the most often. And then you can have fun the rest of the time. But those good choices add up, and those good choices add up to good health over the years, and you're going to be a lot happier for it.
Well, I just couldn't. I want to reiterate, you know, with that said, that you know, this, you know, we have to lead by example. We need to become a good example. So if you're going to become, you know, one of our million moms, you need to follow the Gandhi rule, that the change we seek in the world must begin at home. And I can't say it any louder. I can't say it with any more emphasis. And when I say this, you've got to know that I'm 100% serious. This isn't being said for hype or for a factor to scare anybody. I'm telling you that we are at a time in history where the decisions we make will determine the outcome, literally the outcome of the history of our race. And our race genetically is becoming weaker. This is evidenced in the emerging viruses and unknown new conditions from just a few decades ago, the levels of Alzheimer's and autism affecting the very young and the very old have skyrocketed. And we need to protect this future, this precious future of our precious future, which of course is our children. And so this isn't about one generation. It's about changing the world by changing the education of one generation. The way that we raise and perceive food is going to have to change, and we are the ones who can make that happen. And in order to reach a wider audience, in order to make sure that these superfoods are going to be enjoyed by children, that are going to be enjoyed by more mainstream people, Amy and I have taken a very bold step. And we have a very big announcement to make tonight, and I want to provide the drum roll that we have modified our most popular product, and it now will come in 2 versions. An original, which again is our best seller, and we have no intention of changing it, but we now have a second version of our best selling product, and I'm going to allow Amy to make the official announcement that this product will soon be available. She could tell you where and what. I've simply set the table. So, Amy, are you ready?
Yes. Well, a lot of people have asked us for us and asked us for this, and this kind of goes hand in hand with this whole Million Mom movement, because people have come up and they said, I love it, I understand, I drink it even though I may not love the flavor, and then after I drink it for a while, then I really begin to enjoy it, but my kids don't really like it. Could you flavor this for us? And for the longest time, we said, no, you know, it is what it is, it's green, it's healthy, and then we said, why are we doing that? Why are we creating or allowing this barrier to have people enjoy this high quality of foods? We're doing this Million Mom movement. We want as many kids and families and people out there to enjoy this as possible, and some people just don't look past the taste, and they just say, no, I'm not going to try that. Well, you know what? We have put together through our R&D team here in Long Beach with Dave, and we have put together an amazing apple berry flavored power shake. We've tested it out with several leaders in Purium. We've tested it out at a couple trade shows with phenomenal reviews, and they said all the kids loved it, and all the people at the trade show loved it. Completely different reaction than prior trade shows when they hadn't had the flavored product. So we are so excited. The product is ready. The product is waiting on the shipping shelves, and it will be available through customer service starting in the morning at 7:30 in the morning. So same price. Great product, just has a different flavor, but if you love the original version like I do, that is absolutely still available. It's just an addition to the line. We have two sizes, the 30 serving and 15 serving, and it will be available through customer service starting tomorrow at 7:30. The information on the website is running just a little bit behind, but we know so many of you have been waiting for this product, and we promised an August 1st delivery date on it, and we have come through with that. So give us a call at customer service tomorrow and order yours.
Wow, fantastic. That is really, really amazing. I don't know how many of you realize that, you know, most of the people who are using the current version of PowerShake, they love it, you know, but maybe they want to mix things up. You know, I'm thinking right now, I'm going to get a flavor. I'm going to get the apple berry, which I love, by the way, which I was highly instrumental. I worked hard on that. My hands are all over it. And the apple berry is a product that, you know, could be used intermittently. You have one serving a day of the apple berry, one serving of the original. Maybe you make, one scoop of apple berry, one scoop of original. This gives you options, and it gives you a variety. And I did something really crazy. I just took the Love Super Meal, and I had a scoop of Love and two scoops of the Appleberry, and it was surprisingly really delicious. So you all are going to figure out your own ways to use this product, whether it be the best way to introduce it to others or the best way to use it yourself. You now have another option, and Amy, great work getting it on time to the warehouse. We've got it ready. The operators are waiting to receive the calls. They know what to say. They know what you're talking about. So give them a call. Let them know that you want to get the new Appleberry, and we'll be happy to accommodate you. Very excited about this. And just another example of the positive change. And if you're around Purium, I mean, Purium and positive change, they go hand in hand. Not just the positive change of the products, but the positive change that Amy and her team in the corporate offices are so dedicated to improving the quality, and David Litt is so dedicated to improving the quality of our presentation. This is, again, another example of the improving qualities of Purium Health products. And Amy, congratulations. We have to keep to our promise of a 30-minute call. So this should conclude that. I want to thank everybody so much for being with us. And I want you to be a diligent label reader, because there's a dark cloud that's coming over food. I took friends and I took them to the grocery store and I started teaching them how to read labels. And it's been so long since I've had to start from scratch and read labels of the basic foods that we reached for foods that I thought would be simple, like water. Look at your water bottle. Water now has 5 ingredients, Amy.
Wow.
So I'm serious. Did you know that if you get a Dasani water, that there's 5 ingredients in it? Shouldn't it just be water?
Water? Wow.
And the only ingredients, I want 2 ingredients. No, I want 3 ingredients in my water. I want H, 2, and O.
2, O, exactly.
So, wow. Take a look, guys. The dark cloud is growing. And last thing I'm going to leave you with, Amy, the largest food company in the world doesn't sell any food. The largest food company in the world doesn't sell any food. They're the ones who flavor, texture, coat, enhance, and all of those other things. They create the finest fillers and excipients that make your food taste the way it tastes so it will be addictive. Wake up, moms. The Million Mom Movement is so needed. There is no time to waste. And Purium is dedicated to being that island, that escape, that place where you know Pure and Premium come together. So thank you, Amy. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to leave you with the final word.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dave, and awesome information, awesome mission. We know you worked super hard on this Appleberry because you didn't want to compromise quality whatsoever, and this is a really awesome product that we can all be proud of. So thanks so much for your heart and your passion, and we really appreciate it. We wouldn't be here without you. So thank you, everybody, for being on the phone with us tonight. We really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedules to be with us and to get to know us here a little bit at Purium. And so actually, because Dave and I do the first and third calls every Wednesdays of the month, we will be back with you next week because it will be the first Wednesday of August. So we look forward to speaking with everybody then. So until then, have a wonderful, healthy week. Bye-bye, everybody. Good night.
Good night, everybody.